with Charles Davis from NFL Network. You'll be part of the broadcast 4 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday, the Senior Bowl All-Star Game. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Thank you very much. I've got to admit, this is an honor, not just because I'm standing with you, because you know how I feel about you and the respect I've had for you, but I'm talking about the Cleveland Browns organization. And I'm one of those nerds that grew up reviewing history, reading about it, seeing everything, and heck, the All-American Football Conference. I remember going to the Hall of Fame and seeing Otto Graham's jersey in there, and you can see the outline of the number 60 that he wore originally before they gave him a quarterback number. And how great was it back then? They just took the number off and put a 14 over the top, and you can see it. And to see Marion Motley, who wore multiple numbers, right? Bill Willis, multiple numbers. I mean, these guys, these are guys I knew about. Bill Willis was at Ohio State, and they honored him before he passed away. And what a throw. I made my way down to the field because I had to meet Bill Willis.
Sure.
He didn't know me from Adam, but I'm thinking, that's a legend of the game. And the Browns organization, one of the legends of the game. I mean, it's one of the cornerstones of the NFL.
Love that history. Love your respect for that. Charles, now you're here, of course, watching the practice, and we just got through checking out the North team practice here at Ladd People Stadium. Some observations of some of the things you saw during the course of these, and not just this, but the workouts you've seen to date.
Love the workouts, first and foremost. So these NFL coaches, they know how to get the installation stuff in about the plays and everything that you'll need, but also the work that's necessary for the scouts. They all know what is necessary, and the practices are fast-paced, they're moving, and they ask of these kids to get out of their comfort zone, ask them to do things that they don't ordinarily do, or not just do the things that they do well. That's the first thing. The second thing is you're seeing the athleticism on display. Okay, now you get to see these guys in the pads, how they move, how they do things. You've seen a lot of it on tape. Now you're seeing it in person. The next thing is, how do they compete? A lot of these one-on-one drills, you're not going to win every one of them, but are you going to bounce back and compete as you go along? And, of course, the natural things that happen. Shotgun quarterbacks, you know, gun quarterbacks now going under center. Gun centers now having a quarterback underneath them. We see a lot of balls that were on the ground. They'll have to work on that and get that finished off. But all in all, love the enthusiasm of these kids.
Has anyone that jumped out to you to where you say, hey, this guy might have just helped himself here or is in the process of helping himself possibly move his way up?
Well, I think that if you go position by position, I won't bore everyone with that. But at the wide receiver position, I think Marvin Jones on the North squad from Cal is having a quietly nice week where people are starting to notice him. I think at the running back position, Doug Martin's a name from Boise State that's starting to really jump off of people's lips because they knew he was good, but now they're seeing him matched up with a bunch of other guys, and I think he's coming out of it. He would be the guy, you know, and that's competing with Boom Heron out of Ohio State. It's going to be with Chris Polk out of Washington. Really good backs in their own right. The quarterbacks are trying to figure it out. What do they like? What do they not like? Everybody hates the tape measure on Russell Wilson and Kellen Moore, but the production is phenomenal. And then Kirk Cousins looks more of the type, three-time captain, super smart kid, led his team to back-to-back 11-win seasons. At the end of the day, people love winners. And I'm going to tell you, one of my favorite guys, two of them, linemen, all right? Reyes from UConn, I think, has had a terrific week. And I love Ta'amu, the big fella inside at Washington. 3-4 teams at the zero technique, that's who he is.
No, that's a nice breakdown, and you're right. More and more teams want to find those guys because they're hard to find, yeah. and they're rare. Do you notice in terms of this practice setting that these guys, with you as a group, NFL Network, your cameras are everywhere, your reporters are everywhere, you're right in the thick of the action. Do you think that amps it up a little bit more, even though they've got a stadium filled with scouts and GMs who are going to give them their opportunity in the NFL, just having your cameras there and that national exposure?
I think it ramps it up absolutely, Vic, and you've seen it over the time and what we've seen. Every year it gets a little bit more, not just intense, but better, because at the combine, which we'll go to next, more and more kids are working out, I believe, because the cameras are there. In the past, you used to be able to tell your buddies, oh, I had a great day at practice, and how would they know? There were no cameras there. Now, your buddies might have a pretty good idea if it went well, if it didn't go well, and I think a number of scouts and even people who don't even make it down here can see more now because they may be back at their home offices dealing with some other things. They can flick on our coverage, at least get a pretty good idea of seeing some players work. And you know, in the combine coverage now, a lot of the scouts and teams have suites with the TVs on, and that way they can look at the field, look at the TV, catch the coverage. And I think you're exactly right. It amps it up for the players. It amps up everything that's going on. And for the scouts and everyone else, it gives them one more example to cross-check.
And we're welcoming Heath Evans from NFL Network to the show. Heath, of course, part of NFL Network's coverage of the Senior Bowl, 4 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday. How are you enjoying this?
It's fun. You know, you get to see these youngsters and you kind of get to critique the game from a different side. I'm used to watching linebackers and DBs and D-line. Now you get to watch the O-linemen and everything else. So it's been fun.
Yeah, and of course, this is your first year with the network and had an outstanding playing career. So to cap it off with this, now, your last memory of, were you a Senior Bowl participant as a player?
I wasn't. I actually, yes, a fullback left early in the draft. Not by choice. I think Tommy Tupperville kind of wanted to force me out of there so he could get back to his one back set that he wanted to run. But no, I missed the Senior Bowl experience.
And what is your, so now that you're taking it all in as a broadcaster, what's your general take on it, Heath?
I think it's great. You get to see the competitive edge of these players. And so often on film, you see snippets of a guy's personality. Yeah, you see skill set and feet and hands and all those things that you need to judge him by. But when you get to see the drills one-on-one, you get to see the O-lineman finishing. You get to see the nastiness of a D-lineman. You get to see the linebackers and running backs. Is the running back scared to stick his face in that linebacker's chest in one-on-one pass protection? Those are things that I think for me, my 10 years in the leagues, the competition factor of players, it's not a given at the next level. Some guys have it, some guys don't. You get to see that firsthand.
And one of the things I love about NFL Network's coverage of the practices all week is that they do put the reporters right out there on the field, and that's where you've been in the thick of it all. So tell me about that perspective. What are some of the things you're looking for and trying to bring to the viewer?
Well, for me, I just try to keep my eyes open. I think all the years with Bill Belichick, you know, I learned offense and defense and special teams, and that's what I loved about him as a head coach. But you know, even yesterday, we have all these shotgun quarterbacks here from these spread college offenses, and so much pressure was being put on them to take the snap from center. Well, ultimately, some of these centers were just as bad snapping the ball. I mean, hitting the quarterbacks on the tip of their fingers or actually hitting them on the wrist. And so just details like that where maybe at home, like, oh, look at Kellen Moore, he can't take a snap under center, where ultimately, you know, 50% of the time it might have been the center not getting him the ball properly. So little details like that, I think when you kind of get up close and personal, you get that extra advantage that you might not get at home or, you know, from Mike and Charles sitting on the desk.
And when you assess players, because you're always doing that, that's part of this job, particularly at that backfield position, the running backs, the fullbacks, what are some of the things you're seeing from this particular group out here in the North and the South teams?
It's funny. The great players I played with, you know, a Corey Dillon, a Sean Alexander, a Kevin Falk. And I think Kevin Falk is one of those players that every team desperately needs. There's a kid from Cincinnati, Isaiah Pede, out here this week. I've been highly impressed with a 200-pound speedster, but a kid that's shown me that he wants to be physical. The one-on-one pass protection drill with the linebacker, he gives up 45, 50 pounds, but yet just perfect hands, perfect toughness, hips, all the things that for me from, you know, Ivan Fears in New England, my Stump Mitchell, my days in Seattle, my running back coaches were trying to critique me. Now I get to kind of watch. And those are things that I think will come alive on a Sunday afternoon when a guy is already just very sound in his technique and the toughness factor you can't fake. And those are the things that I really look for. Your fullbacks, there's some good ones out here this day and age with the fullback the business we're in. What do you got? You know, about 10 teams that are actually using one. So it's an uphill sled for these guys. I've encouraged the fullbacks, hey, make sure you're making an impact on special teams, because that's ultimately how you'll get on an NFL roster.
Former NFL fullback Heath Evans joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily as we broadcast from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. And you just brought that up, the position of fullback, which has limited use, I guess, in the National Football League, but it still has a place and you have a great appreciation for it. How do you see the role as it stands now in 2012?
Well, I think it's crucial. I mean, you think about the Giants, you know, one of the two teams left standing, you know, Heinoski there, they've got a fullback and he plays a lot. And there's a physical aspect to that offense that I think really sets them up for success. You look at Baltimore, another team that has great success. The Texans this year, a fullback-friendly offense. There's still a place, you know, but then you have the Bradys and the Brees and all these guys that can really throw the ball around in a special way. So the argument is, and listen, I'm a fullback, but, you know, do you really want another wide receiver, another toy for Brady on the field, or do you want a Heath Evans? And the true answer is you want another toy for Brady. And I was able to catch balls and, you know, do a lot of things. But ultimately, you know, if you have another sheer offensive weapon, a lot of times you're going to be better suited to beat the defensive challenges that you face week in and week out.
And to me, there's something about the toughness that guys like yourself brought to the team and bring to the team that you got to have, too, in your personality. And I agree with you that, yeah, you got to have playmakers, but the ultimate – definition of a football team is how tough it is.
Very true. I mean, you look at Vonta Leach, you know, a guy, and I was just so proud of Baltimore stepping up to the plate and paying a guy really what he was worth. We saw what he brought to that offense this year. And for me, there's a lot of value in having that extra tough guy. I mean, your fullback, especially a Vonta Leach type, brings just a whole nother level of tenacity to your offensive game. Linebackers have to prepare in a different way. You play Brady in the Patriots, you know, you're thinking, hey, you better have some fast, athletic linebackers because you're going to be in coverage. You're doing a lot of things. You play Vonta Leach, you're thinking all week, man, I hope this guy doesn't break my face mask. And so I think it's an aspect that really adds character to an offensive game and really displays, I think, a lot of the personality of a head coach as well.
As someone sort of recently removed from the playing of this game, when you're out here with young guys who are trying to get into the league, do you find yourself either dispensing advice, either that you do unsolicited, or some guys coming to you and say, hey, Heath, you know, tell me what this whole NFL experience is all about?
A little of both, probably more unsolicited. You know, people are always saying, when are you going to go into coaching? And I said, well, it's too much time away from my family, never. But I mean, these kids, you see the hunger in their eyes. They ultimately want answers. You know, otherwise, they don't have to be here. You know, they get invited, they choose, they come out, they want to compete. And so for me, even like with Isaiah Pede, the one we're talking about, I saw he was frustrated on a one-on-one matchup that he had in pass protection yesterday, and I went to him and said, hey, that's a win in the NFL every single time. The guy kind of got the edge on him, but that's where the pocket presence of a quarterback comes in, and he just wanted to stone the guy at the line of scrimmage. But I talked to him about his hand placement and his feet and how good his hips were and stuff. So these guys are hungry for knowledge, but most of it's unsolicited. I just see something, I'm like, hey, on the special teams play, here's what you should have been looking for. Or even with the DB, the guy at DB's like, you were a fullback, what do you know? I was like, well, I played with some great DBs, so and Bill taught me a lot, and so did Sean Payton. So I feel like I got a lot to offer. Hopefully they want it.
He is Heath Evans, and, of course, he will be part of NFL Network's broadcast of the Senior Bowl Saturday from Mobile, Alabama, which is where we are right now. That's 4 p.m. Eastern time. He'll be with Mike Mayock and Paul Burmeister and Charles Davis. Got to tune into that. Thank you so much for your time, Heath.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right.